刚才有 Angela 在给我们做翻译，我们再慢慢培养他也能够开始做翻译了。
Change your mic. This is not very good one. Change the one that. No, no. Change the one similar to this one. Who's got that one? Huh?Yeah, because in October, both Ruth and Sinan are not here. One of the week, so we got to have a third one. Okay, say okay, the balance, huh?
Yes.
Okay, hallelujah. So, we're going to continue from last week.
那我们要接着上一周的讲题继续哦。
And last week we were talking about when we initiate an encounter.
当我们谈到上一周，我们说到当我们跟神引发一个相遇的时候
，Not only can it be natural giftings, but it can be supernatural ones.
不光是有自然的一些恩赐，但是有些超自然的恩赐。
And I was saying how the supernatural ones is based on the fact that when in Acts chapter 2.
那我们当初说到那些自然的恩赐是来自于《使徒行传》第二章里面
说到 When the Holy Spirit came upon the church,
当圣灵来到教会时
We became a prophetic people.
我们成为了那会说预言的人
That's why Jesus said, My sheep hears my voice.
所以主耶稣说我的羊听得到我的声音
Now I want to make it clear is that we become prophetic means that we are able to hear from God.
当我们说到我们变得有预可以预讲预言的时候是在讲我们可以听到神的声音
And it is something that in the Old Testament only the prophets could do that
这是在旧约里面只有那些旧约的先知才做得到的事情
Think about it, what the kings needed the prophet to tell them what God was saying
就像那个时候当一个王需要一个先知他会要问他神要对他说什么话
And so what happened is in the New Testament we were given the same ability the same privilege to be able to communicate with GodGod communicating with us.
所以在新约呢，我们就有了同样的能力，我们可以自己跟神交流，也能够听到神对我们的说话。
Amen. However, that doesn't make us prophets.
但是这个不代表你就叫自己叫先知这么大名字哦。
In order to be a prophet, you need to be called by God.
如果你是一个被神呼召的先知，就是完全不同的意义了。
Called into the ministry.
是被叫到这个事工里面来，被神呼召了。
And God would have to give you authority to speak on His behalf.
神会给你一种很特别的权柄，让他为神来传话、讲话。
Because those messages carried by prophets are very high-level, very powerful messages.
因为这样子的先知的讲道是很高层次的，是神给的。
Amen. So it doesn't make us prophet in the sense of prophets being.Ones who are called into the ministry. In other, we call it office. People who carry the office and the authority.
所以当我们说我们可以说预言的时候，这种感受和我们真正的那些所谓的那些被神呼召的大先知所说出来那种阶级的预言是不一样的。
In a similar way, like we are all pastoral.
换句话说，我们也可以说，其实我们都是牧者。
We all take care of each other.
我们都会来照顾各种对方。
But it does not make you a pastor.
但是你虽然是牧者，并不代表你就当牧师。
You have to be called into the ministry.
你需要被呼召到当牧师的这个位置上。
By being called into the ministry means God has to give you the authority.
那当神
endorse you as a prophet, as a prof, as a pastor, as a teacher, as an apostle.Or as an evangelist.
所以当神要真的呼召你的时候把你叫入到一种事工里来那神是给了你一种特别的权柄的你的特别的权柄可以是当牧师啊当教师啊当先知等等
So we can all be evangelizing but we are not all evangelists
所以我们可以都说我们都在传福音但是我们不能说我们就是那个传福音的事工的人
So similarly we can all hear from God
就像我们说我们都可以从神听到神的话
Because Jesus said, my sheep hears my voice.
因为主耶稣说我的羊听得到我的声音
And we are able to do that because God has poured out as the spirit of prophecy on us.
那我们能够做到是因为神已经把那预言的灵降在我们的身上了
And that is why Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, only the spirit knows the mind of God.
所以保罗才在哥林多前书第二章说只有灵圣灵才能明白神的心意。
The good news is we have the Spirit of God.
那正好，好消息就是我们正好有神的灵在我们里面。
And if we have the Spirit of God, therefore we have the mind of God.
那如果我们有神的灵在我们里面，我们就有了神的心意。
And if we have the mind of God, therefore we can hear God, we can understand His.
因为有神的心在我们里面，所以我们就能够听得到神，也懂神的意思。
Amen. And Paul said, therefore.We have the mind of Christ.
所以保罗说，所以我们就有了神的心思意念了。
According to Paul, the mind of Christ is the Holy Spirit poured out into us.
保罗的教导中说，当我们说过我们有神的心思意念，是指圣灵已经降临在我们身上。
And the presence of the Holy Spirit with us enable us to communicate with God.Not only us speaking to God, but God speaking to us.
所以因为圣灵降临在我们的身上，才让我们跟神有了交流。不光是神对我们说话，也是我们对神说话。
And that is important. The prophetic nature of that spirit helps us every day.
所以那种预言的灵一直在我们的身上，来每天帮助我们。
Having the wisdom of God.
有神的智慧在。
And also knowing what to do in the right timing.
而且知道在什么时候该做什么样的事情。
So for example, if you have a gift to give to someone,
比如说你想给一个人送礼物。
The Holy Spirit can prompt you, say, hey, go and buy this person a gift.
那圣灵可能会在你的心里面一直在提醒你说你给他买一个礼物。
And you feel it's you.
你以为是你自己想买礼物
，But that thought came from the Holy Spirit.
但是其实是圣灵给了那样的一个想法。
And you receive it like a prophet will receive it.
所以你所接触的那个方式和真正的先知所接触的方式是一样的。
Because you are a prophetic people.
因为你是一个有先知预言能力的人。
You are a sheep that belongs to Jesus.
因为你是一个属于耶稣的羊。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit prompts you.
所以圣灵是可以在里面提醒你的。
The Holy Spirit gives you a revelation.
他会给你一个启示。
And you don't know why your heart wants to buy someone something.
所以你也不知道为什么，可是我就很想给他买一个礼物啊。
And you don't know why on that particular day you want to give it to that person.
你也不知道为什么，就是在那一天的那个特别的时刻，我想给他买礼物。
And it looks like a very strange, means nothing gift.
因为感觉可能也是很小的礼物，也不值一提啦。
But when the day when you give it to the person,
但是那天当你拿给那个人的时候
，a person looks at the gift,
那个人看到你的给的礼物
，and immediately they know that God is in this.
他马上能意识到原来是神在做这件事情。
One is because of timing.
一是因为时间对了。
Second is the gift.
二是因为那个礼物。
Amen. That means something.
因为它是有特别有意义的。
Amen. Can you imagine if that person is praying, Lord, if only I can have a fountain pen, a pen, a nice pen.
那可能那个人在跟神祷告说：“主啊，我就很喜欢用那种软心笔。”
And then, lo and behold, that person buys you a pen because that person, why do I need to buy pen?
然后就他就觉得哎很奇怪啊，那天我就觉得我想送这个人礼物，而且要买那种软心笔那个礼物。
But because it's done by the Spirit through you, it becomes an encounter.
因为圣灵借着你来买了这支笔，所以就让那个被送礼物的人跟神有了一次相遇。
It is very different from here's a pen, it's a free gift.
那很不同的就是，如果你随便拿支笔，然后给人说，来给你送个礼物。
You see the difference? Both are giving a pen, but one is giving through the Spirit, through the prophetic Spirit.
所以同样都是给支笔哦，那个借着神预知的灵来给笔的人，确实就有不一样的果效。
And similarly, when you're talking to people, when you're encouraging them, you accidentally speak things of their heart.
那当你跟人说话的时候，你觉得你不一小心，一不小心就跟他讲到了他心里话。
And that's prophetic.
其实那是有先知性的预言的能力在里面。
And so, when we look at the supernatural manifestation of God in the Bible through the church,
当我们看一看圣经里面神那些超自然的圣灵的彰显时
，whether you're laying hands on the sick,
不管你是在按手在病人身上
，or you're raising the dead,
还是你叫死人复活
，anything to do with supernatural.
不管你做任何说的那些超自然的事情
you will find
你都会发现
it is the Holy Spirit doing it through you
是圣灵借着你这个器皿在做
the same Spirit
是同一位灵
and if we understand that principle
当我们明白这个原则的时候
we never say oh I am the one healing
所以你就再不会说哦，是我医治了那个人
no it's the Spirit working through you
是圣灵借着你来工作了
same as giving someone a pen
就像你给一个人一支笔
it's the same as giving someone the gift of healing
或就像是你给一个人一个医治的恩赐
Amen? What's the difference?
这里面有区别吗？
You're giving someone a pen.
你给一个人支笔。
And say, in Jesus' name, be healed.
然后你或者你说，奉耶稣的名得医治。
Both are giving.
两种都是给予。
Both are the, is inspired by the same Spirit.
两种都是来自同一位灵。
And so today I would like to focus on what kind of giftings we can actually expect from God.
所以今天我们要谈的是，我们有什么样的恩赐是可以从圣灵那里期待要得到的。
Because Paul in 1 Corinthians listed a number of gifts.
因为保罗在哥林多前书里面给了我们讲到各种的恩赐。
And so we have a look at them because you may discover, hey, I actually got that gift.
那你可能等会一读的时候你就发现，诶，我会那个耶。
And you didn't realize it's actually from God.
其实你都没有意识到原来那是神给你的。
I tell you, if you examine your life,You will find you don't know why you just very good at something.
如果你来认认真真来看看自己，看看你的生活，你会发现你在某一件事情上你就特别强。
And then one day you realize, hey, I've been given a gift.
然后你就没有想到原来是神给了我一个恩赐。
And when you've been given the gift, you use it for God's glory.
那你神给了这个恩赐，你可以用它来给神荣耀。
Amen. In order to use it for God's glory, you first need to understand.What sort of gifts are there?
那在荣耀神之前呢，有一点，你先要自己明白我的恩赐到底是什么，还有什么样的恩赐在。
Before we get there, we need to deal with the general understanding of what is signs and wonders.
所以我们在这
miracles and gifts.
我们在这之前呢，我们是要明白一些道理，就是什么叫做神迹啊，什么叫做恩赐。
You see, when God manifests His supernatural power.He's aiming at two groups of people.
当神要彰显一个超自然的能力的时候，他是特别来注重两组人。
To the non-believers.
一个是不信的人。
When the gospel is preached.
当福音向他们讲出来的
时候。God uses signs and wonders and miracles.
神会用各样的神迹奇事来
触摸。That's why it's called signs and wonder.
这是我们才说是种神迹的那种记号。
Because it makes someone.See the sign and wonder what's going on.
因为就他的那个原旨意过来，就是当我看到了一个记号，我就在想发生了什么。
So God can use anything.
所以神可以用各种各样的方式。
He can stop the sun, and that's a sign and wonder.
他可以让太阳停止。
He can calm the sea, that's a sign and wonder.
他可以让大海停住。
He can raise the dead.
他也可以让死人复活。
But often he heals the sick.
但很多时候我们看见的是他医治病人。
He cures the diseases.
他医治好各种的病。
He heals the leopard.
他让那些瘸腿的那些麻风病人都得医治。
And when people see that, their reaction is, "Whoa, what is that?"
所以当别人见到的时候，就会很吃惊、很震惊的说：“这是发生什么？”
They wonder what that is.
他们就开始在想这发生了什么。
And then it's a sign pointing to Jesus.
这个记号就是直接指向耶稣基督的。
And it validates the gospel.
来证实我们的福音的正确性。
Amen. Signs and wonders points to Jesus.Validates the gospel.
所有这些神迹的记号都是指向耶稣，为了去证明福音的正确。
But when miraculous things happen to a believer,
但是当神迹发生在一个已经信的人身上
，the second group, the believers,
在我讲的第二组人就是相信的人
，the church,
包括我们说的教会。
Signs of sorry, supernatural manifestation is for edification of a person.
那这个目的就是为了造就人，神迹的目的是为了造就，是为了鼓励你。
Amen. So take healing for an example.
比如说讲到恩赐，
When healing happens in the preaching of the gospel,
如果在讲传福音的时候有看到
It becomes a sign and wonder.
那这个就变成了一个指向基督的记号。
It confronts the unbelief of the non-believer.
这个让那些不相信的人去思考问题了。
It's a sign and wonder.
是指向耶稣的记号。
But when it happens to the church,
但如果是发生在教会内部了
，when a brother or sister,
在各个肢体当中，在神的儿女当中
，they get healed.
突然有人得医治。
What's their reaction?
那他们的反应是什么呢
？They are overwhelmed by the love of God.
他们好感觉被爱啊，神这么爱我。
Edified.
他们觉得被造就了。
Can you see brothers and sisters?
能看到。
The church needs signs and wonders, miracles.
所以我们教会的肢体也同样的需要这些神迹的造就。
Because it does so much.
因为它能够让人的心很震撼。
It edifies people.
它能够建造人。
It authenticates the gospel.
它能够让福音看的是活生生的，就摆在他们面前。
Without the manifestation of God, it's just words.
如果没有神的彰显的话，那就是纯靠说话了。
And sometimes in church, the words are so complicated.
但是在教会的肢体当中，讲到要说话的话，就挺复杂的。
You need a degree to try and understand what's going on.
你还需要拿一个某某学位，你才能学明白那个东西。
Amen. That's why, brothers and sisters.God calls all of us to be witnesses of Him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神要呼召我们成为他的见证人。
Even if you only just become a Christian,
就算你刚刚才变成基督徒，
you don't need deep knowledge of the Bible.
你也许还没有对圣经有什么太多了解。
Because when you preach the gospel of Christ,
因为当你跟人说起基督的事情，
God will authenticate.His message through His manifestation.
神会借着一些神迹的彰显，让你所说的福音成就。
In from my experience,
在我的经验当中，
in today's society,
在今天的当今的社会，
it is easier to see God. You often see God manifestation more when you preach the gospel.
你看到的更多的是，当你出去传福音的时候，看到神迹奇事的发生。
That's why when you go on the mission.You often see miracles, healings, and all sorts of things.
所以你当你出到外面去做事工的时候，你会常常看到这种医治的事情发生。
Because you're preaching the gospel.
因为你在传福音。
And God backs it up with the miracle.
所以神就会要后面顶你啊，所以他就一定会给你，让你让神迹让他看见我传的是真福音。
Okay. So your act of faith is I preach the gospel.
所以你觉得我是我在那传福音。
And then you see God manifest.
然后你看到神在后面顶你，然后给你。各种神迹。
And that's why often we see miracles in the mission field.
所以我们经常看到那些出去传福音的事工里面，他们见到神迹是最多的。
But as soon as we come back to East Ham,
但是我们一回到我们自己教会呢，
and we lay hands on the sick,
然后我们就给病人祷告啊。
You don't see the same level of miracle.
你看不到那种同层次的这种外在的事工所做的事情。
Because it's no longer signs and wonders.
因为在内部的我们教会的肢体当中，这个不叫神迹。
Edification.
这个叫做对他的造就。
And you need faith.
你是需要一个信心有这样的造就。
To believe that God will heal us.
你需要有信心去相信神对他的。
And guess what? We as believers should believe.
所以我们作为相信的人，那是需要相信哦。
But we are unbelieving believers.
但是我们是那些不信的信徒们。
And that's why you get more healing happening with a bunch of Hindus.
所以你会发现，反倒是给那些印度教的人传福音，他们得到神迹。
Idol worshippers.
或者是那些偶像的拜偶像的人。
You see more miracles confronting a bunch of witch.
你可以看到那些巫师，连他们都会经历到神迹。
And we feel, oh no, that's too dark. God won't manifest. No, God will manifest. The reason why? Because you're preaching the gospel.And God backs it up with signs and wonders.
所以你会说，哦，那种巫师那种地方好黑暗呢，神怎么会在那边呢？神就偏偏要在那种越黑暗的地方，就越做他的神迹奇事。
I see more miracles when God confront darkness.
我看更多的是看见是世上越黑暗，神就更去挑战那里的地方。
And they encounter God through signs and wonders.
然后那些人经常就是借着神迹奇事来遇见神。
But when you're preaching, when you are talking to believers,
但是当你跟一些已经信主的人说话时，
you're not talking to witches.
你不是在跟巫师说话哦。
You're not talking to idol worshippers.
你不是跟那些拜偶像的人说话。
No, I don't believe.
然后呢，人会说，哦，我也不信这个。
I don't believe God can heal me.
我不相信医治这种东西。
And all kinds of excuses.
然后就不同的借口就出来了。
Usually we don't see them is because somehow there is a problem in our mind.
很多时候我们不相信，是因为我们头脑里头的那个障碍所致。
It's a problem with our faith.
是我们造成我们的信心的小。
We've grown cold. We've grown distance from God.
我们的心已经变凉了，已经跟神拉开距离了。
And that's why, as a Christian, we see less and less and less of God's power.
所以作为基督徒，就开始说，哦，我越来越没有经历过太多神迹了。
When my mother became a Christian,
当我妈妈先
every time when she was sick, she always get healed.
我妈妈她当基督徒的时候，每次一生病一祷告，她就得医治。
And then when we took her to conferences and all that, she comes with us. She doesn't understand a thing that's been said.
我每次带她去各种营会，她呢也听不明白人家讲的是什么。
And because she's illiterate, she never read the Bible.
因为她也没有上过学，所以她也读不懂圣经。
All her knowledge has all come from us teaching her.
所以他唯独对神的那一点点了解，就是因为我们在家跟他说一点点。
And I remember taking her to a meeting, and she was sitting at the back with us.
我记得有一次我带她去一个营会，她就坐在最后面。
And she sat there all, you know, waiting. But you know, those meetings are about 3 hours long.
当时有那三小时的聚会哦。
She waited and waited and waited until the very last minute.
她就一直在那里干等啊，一直等到最后一分钟的时候。
When the minister stand up with those who are sick.
然后就当那一刻，当牧师说所有那些睡病生病的人都站起来。
And she stands up.
然后她马上知道那一聚会站起来。
And then the minister prays.
然后当时人就为她祷告。
And then I said, "Mom, how did you what happened?
How is it?" 然后就问我妈妈发生什么事情了。
I'm healed.
她就说啊，我得医治
了。Always.
每次都是如此。
Always get healed.
她每次都是如此。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because she believes.
因为她就是很单纯的相信哦。
Jesus says we need a childlike faith.
所以耶稣说我们需要一个像孩子一样的信心。
If God is our Father,
如果神是我们的父亲
，He loves us.
他爱我们。
And that is why we need to tackle.Our unbelief.
所以我们是需要去处理我们里面的不信。
And so, similarly, when we are trying to initiate an encounter through supernatural means,
所以如果当我们要引发人与神的相遇，借着神迹奇事的时候
，we need to believe.
我们自己也是需要有相信的。
When I preach the gospel,
当我们来传福音的时候
，and you preach the real gospel,
你把真福音传给人。
Amen. If you preach Jesus.
你传的是耶稣哈。
The Holy Spirit will do His bit.
圣灵自己会来顶你，会为你做事情的。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But God is true in His word.
所以神是他自己会实现他的话语。
And when we lay hands on the sick in the church,
当我们按手在疾病的人身上
your struggle is with your faith.
你的挣扎就是那个信心了。
Not with God.
不是神有问题哦。
Not whether there's a presence of God or not.
不是说哦，这里今天没有神的同在，搞不定这件事情。
It's our faith.
其实是我们自己的信心问题。
So let's see. So you remember the difference.Well, miraculous manifestation is to the non-believer as signs and wonders. And to the believers is grace. It is edification. That is why gifts are called charismata. It means grace gifts.
那其实恩赐的意思就是恩典。所以就讲到我们刚才说的有两组人。对于不信的人来说，你给他们传福音那个神迹是为了指向基督。对于信的人来说，当你跟他有使用这个恩赐的时候，你发现他是被造就。
So everybody follow that, huh?
大家能听懂这个道理了吗？
If you follow that, let's turn to Luke chapter 9, verse 1 to 2.
我们来看看路加福音九章一到二节。
And here we demonstrate what we just said.
这里我们来就是来看看我们其实我刚刚就是说这个东西了。
Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick.
耶稣叫齐了十二使徒给他们能力和权柄制服一切的鬼医治疾病又差遣他们宣讲神的国医治病人。
You see, before Jesus even died, he was able to give the disciples power and authority.
在耶稣基督上十字架之前，他就能够给他的使徒能力和权柄去制服一切的鬼。
That's why the manifestation of the power of God is authority.
所以神的超自然的那些彰显就是一种权柄。
Why is this so significant?
为什么这么重要呢？
Because this is evident.
因为这是证据。
Of the gospel that Jesus was preaching.
是耶稣所传的那个福音的证据。
What gospel did he preach?
他所传的是什么福音？
Because he hasn't died yet.
因为他还当时都没有上十字架。
He hasn't rose from the dead yet.
他都还没有死里复活。
So what gospel did he preach?
所以当时他所传的福音是什么？
It says what? The kingdom of God.
这里面讲到的是讲神的国。
Do you see second verse?
看看第二节说的宣讲。
His gospel was the kingdom of God.
他所宣讲的是神的国。
So in order to tell people the kingdom of God is here.
他为了让人知道神的国就在这里。
And then if you listening to him say, okay, what's this rabbi talking about?
那你可能会听到他说这个拉比在讲什么。
What's this kingdom of God?
他所说的神的国是什么？
Without signs and wonders, it means nothing.
如果没有任何神迹奇事的话，都它都就好像没什么意义了。
Amen? And then when the signs and wonders happen, they say, "Wow, that is the kingdom."
所以当神迹奇事一发生的时候，人就会突然吃惊的说，原来这就是神的国。
The signs and wonders, right, prove that the kingdom of God has come to the earth.
所以神迹奇事就是来证明了神的国来到了人间了。
And that's why when Jesus preached the gospel.Signs and wonders have to follow him.
所以当每当耶稣来传讲福音的时候，神迹奇事就随着他。
Our gospel today is not just the kingdom of God here,
But the Messiah has come. The Messiah has died for us. The Messiah has rose from the dead.
那我们今天所讲的福音不仅仅是讲神的国，更多的是十字架的福音。
But if we just stop there, it means it's unconvincing.
那如果我们只是停在十字架的福音，就感觉好像没有什么说服力。
And that's why when I, in 1983, when I took the gospel back to my mom and dad, it means nothing to them.
当我第一次回家把福音传给我的父母的时候，他们当时一点也听不懂，不知道发生什么事情。
When I said Jesus is the real God,
当我跟他说耶稣才是真神
，and my mom said 鬼头啫。
然后我妈妈就说讲什么乱讲。
观音咪一样。
他说是观音不也是这样？那个不是一个外国人的神吗？
你的观音 is the same。
他说我们的观音也是一样啊。
Jesus is an English God, Western God, and we Chinese we have Buddha and everything else。
他说耶稣只是一个英国人的神呐、啊，可是我们中国人不相信。
You see, when you just preach that Jesus is God, it means nothing to them。
当我对我的妈妈说耶稣是神的时候，对他来说是没有什么意义的。
But when they see the their God being cast out from my sister,
当他发现他自己所相信的偶像突然被赶鬼出来的时候
，and when they saw healings and miracles,
当他们看到，特别是从他的姐姐身上，他们也看到了一些见证，
they believed,
看到了医治，也看到赶鬼，他们就开始相信了。
You understand? Because it means what we preach is real.
因为这些神迹奇事才向他证明了我们所传讲的福音是真实的。
And when you take the miraculous away, when you take the supernatural power of God away from the church, we have a gospel that lacks power.
所以当我们要把这些神迹奇事全部都从福音里面化掉的话，那我们所传的福音就根本没有能力。
And then some people say to me, doesn't the word of God say in Romans, the word of God is the power of God?
那是不是罗马？
The gospel?
有人就会问了，那是不是罗马书里面说那神的话语就是神的能力啊？
Yes, but when you read, if you take that verse on itself, yes, it seems like that. But Paul is the one who say, I come to you with power, with signs and wonders.
对，你要是断经断章取义的话，你可能觉得好像哦，对，好像是那么回事。可是保罗自己也是说，我是带着能力到你们中间来，带着神迹奇事来的。
Paul said to the Corinthians, I didn't come to you with eloquent speech.With words of wisdom, but I came to you with the power of God.
所以当时保罗是对他们的教会的人说，我不是带着我最厉害的口才和最高的智慧来的，我是带着神的能力来的。
The word of God needs to be accompanied by the power and the presence of God.
所以神的话语是需要还有一个特别要跟着他的，就是神自己的工作和神的神迹。
And that is why, brothers and sisters, everyone who's listening, we need to become people who believe.
所以我们需要成为那真正相信这事的人。
Because this is what the Bible teaches us.
因为这是圣经所教导的。
We need to struggle and fight to reclaim the power of God in the church.
我们要竭力的来祷告，让神的能力在教会里彰显。
We pray for 10 people and none of them get healed. We pray for the 11, pray for the 12. Eventually something will happen.
我们为十个人祷告没有事情发生，十一个人还是没有事情发生，那就为十二个人、十三个人、十四个人继续祷
告。I tell you, brothers and sisters, when the first one happened, the others happened quickly and easily.
你知道当第一件事情不发生的时候，并不代表后面的事情他们很多时候就很容易发生了。
Because you need them.
因为你需要他们。
Because your children might need you to be able to lay hands on them.
因为你的孩子们也希望你能够有对他们按手，带着能力为他们祷告。
Imagine your children suffering, and then the doctor don't know what to do. I said, "Mom, I'm actually very painful." I said, "No, I don't know what to do, you know, because there's no miracles after the Book of Acts."
如果你的孩子们呢，他的生病啊，然后说，哎呀妈，连医生都不知道怎么做的时候，他说，爸爸妈妈，你们来为我祷告。可是你说，哎呀，我也不怎么相信神迹了，因为好像《使徒行传》以后就没有什么神迹发生。
Good theology doesn't save any. Theology doesn't save anyone, but the gospel does.
神学救不了人，可是福音，真实的福音的本身就能救人。
And I tell you, when you keep praying and keep praying.
所以当你继续祷告，继续祷告。
I still remember when I prayed for my children.I remember Sophie had a really bad knee.
我还记得以前我的女儿 Sophie 她膝盖不好。
So when they both grow up, when my children grow up, they always want us to pray for them.
那时候他们小的时候经常会主动要我们跟他祷告。
And I tell you, they tell you the truth.
然后我告诉你，他们会告诉你的真实最真实的情况。
In church sometimes we pray for, is it better? Kind of.
如果在教会的时候我们为人祷告然后问、哎、你们好一点那个人会不好意思说、还是好了一点点。
不好意思 yeah?Oh yeah, I feel better.
他就会觉得不好意思，也不想好像让我觉得不好意思。
But when your children, you pray for them, are you better? No.
然后你要是问你自己的孩子祷告，你问他，哎，你们好点？
And he goes, And you pray for another 15 minutes, and you say, is it any better? No.
然后你就使尽吃奶的力气给他祷告，以后十五分钟，你再问他有没有好点？他说没有。
And the third time, are you better?
然后
Oh yes, I'm better.
然后第三次的时候，我说捆绑这，捆绑那，捆绑这，捆绑那，最后又问他你到底有没有好点？然后孩子就会说实话，说哎，我好了。
We practice on them all the time.
所以我经常就拿他们做试验这样。
And I tell you, even when they're adults now, when they're not well, they say, "Mom, can you pray for me?"
所以他们现在还是这样，他们俩是大人了。他是觉得不舒服，他会说：“爸，妈妈能为我祷告。”
And they always ask for laying hands.
他们总是要我们给他按手。
Because why? Because it works.
为什么？因为它管用啊。
Sometimes, right, your children might be so sick the doctor can do nothing, and you're glad you believe.
当时当你的孩子很病的时候，连医生都不知道怎么做的时候，你竟然可以为他祷告。
Because it can save them. It can help them.
因为你能够帮到他们。
It costs you nothing.
这也不要你花什么钱，少一斤肉之类的。
Jesus everything, but it costs you nothing.
但是耶稣付了。所有代价，可是你是什么代价都不用付的。
Why don't we choose to believe?
要不要就是相信就好了呢
？If it doesn't happen, it is the same result as the one who don't believe.
那你就算是也没有什么事情发生，和你之前那些不相信的时候，不也就是没有什么事情发生
？You may as well have a go.
所以你也不少块肉， Amen. 所以你还不如就是祷一下告，好不好
？If it doesn't happen.Then it doesn't happen.
如果万一不发生，就不发生嘛，也没多大事。
But if you don't even try, how do you know it's not going to work?
如果你试都不试，你又怎么知道万一管用呢
？Amen. Don't discover this when you're about to die and go to heaven.
别等你真的上到天堂看到神的时候，才发现有这么一个事实。
And then you come before God trembling.
然后你带着颤抖的心来到神面前。
So you don't believe that I can heal them.
然后神对说，你好像不太相信我可以医治他们哦。
Brothers and sisters, God has given us the authority.
所以神又给我们权柄。
Because the authority is the king, comes from the kingdom of God.
因为权柄来自于神的国。
And then we, and Mark chapter 16 verse 17 to 18. All these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. They will drink, anything deadly. It will not, by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
然后在马可福音16章17到18节说信的人将有神迹随着他们就是奉我的名赶鬼说新方言手能拿蛇若喝了什么毒物也不会受害手按病人病人就好了
Here Jesus before he went to heaven he told the disciples to go on a mission and signs and wonders will follow you
所以当耶稣基督升天之前他跟他的门徒说你们去做事工神迹会随着你们
And then we see that happening.
我们也看到这样的事情发生。
We saw the disciples believing what Jesus said.
我们也看到那些使徒相信耶稣所说的话。
And so let's just pick an example.
我们来给一个例子看看。
Acts chapter 14, verse 3.
使徒行传14章3节。
Therefore, they stay, this is Paul and Barnabas. Therefore, they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to his word.By granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands.
这里面讲到的二人是保罗和巴拿巴，他们在那里住了好些日子，依靠主放胆讲道，主借着他们的手施行神迹奇事，证明他的恩惠的道。
So you see, when they preached the gospel, signs and wonders followed.
是看到他们没有？当他们讲福音、讲道的时候，那神迹奇事就跟着他们。
This is New Testament.
这是新约哦。
This is after this is in the book of Acts.
这是使徒行传哦。
Amen. And now, when you look at Romans chapter 15, verse 19.
再看罗马书十五章十九节。
This is Paul speaking.
我们看到保罗所做的事情。
And in mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem around about to Illyricum. I have fully preached the gospel of Christ.
所以罗马书十五章十九节说，用神迹奇事的能力，并神的灵的能力，使外邦人顺服，甚至我从耶路撒冷直转到以利里谷，到处传基督的福音。
So Paul, when he preached the gospel, signs and wonders followed.
所以当保罗去传福音的时候，神迹奇事也跟着他。
So what should happen when we preach the gospel?
那我们传福音的时候，什么事情会跟着你啊？
Signs and wonders should happen.
那当然是神迹奇事会跟着你啊。
Don't believe nothing will happen.
你不要去相信什么也发生不到哦。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now, then it's best summarized in Hebrew chapter 2 verse 4.
最后呢，我们来看看在希伯来书二章四节就有一个总结了。
Here, we see Paul, so the writer of Hebrew, we believe it's Paul, he distinguishes...between signs and wonders and giftings.
那保罗，我们可以说是希伯来书的作者，他在分辨恩赐和神迹这两件事情。
He doesn't just make them all one.
他不是说他们两个可以混淆一谈的。
So there are some differences.
他这里面有两个可以分辨开来的不同。
The differences I already told you.
这个不同我也刚才也讲给你听了。
To the non-believers, it's signs and wonders.
因为对于那些不同不信的人来说，他们要看的是神迹奇事。
To the believers, it's edification through the gifts of the Spirit.
那对于信的人是造就他们，但是要圣灵借着这个恩赐在人身上做。
So here, verse 4, God also bear witness both with signs and wonders and with various miracles.And the gifts of the Holy Spirit according to His own will.
所以第四节才说，神又按着自己的旨意，更用神迹奇事、百般的异能和圣灵所给的恩赐，与他们一同做见证。
Here we have just seen in the previous verses signs and wonders, the power of God, all what Jesus told the disciples.
就跟我们前面看到的是一致，既看到了神迹奇事、神的能力等等。
And then here we begin to see Hebrew.Begin to be agreeing with First Corinthians now. It talks about the gifts of the Spirit.
所以我们看到希伯来书呢和哥林多前书基本上是一致的，但他这里又特别讲到了圣灵所赐的恩赐。
And so we go to First Corinthians, go back to the verse that we read a few times. The gifts are associated not exclusively, but usually with the grace of God in the church.
那我们现在再又回到哥林多前书两个平行的来看，发现这些恩赐其实跟神的恩典是在一起挂钩的。
Okay, there are diverse. Chapter 12, verse 4-6. We read this before. There are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministry, but the same Lord. And there are diversity of activities, but it's the same God who works all in all.
恩赐有许多种，却是同一位圣灵所赐；侍奉有许多种，却是侍奉同一位主；工作有许多种，却是同一位神在万人中运行万事。
Verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all.
然后第七节说
for ，edification
圣灵彰显在个人身上，是要使人得益处。这里就是我说的造就的人。
For one is given the word of wisdom.
有人借着圣灵领受智慧的言语。
What does it mean by the word of wisdom?
什么叫做智慧的言语呢？
You see, if you got the gift of the word of wisdom, you don't know why you always can see things, can understand things, and very, very unusually clever.
那你要是有智慧的言语的话，你会发现你会看到别人看不见的东西，明白别人听不见的东西，好像特别聪明的样子。
Even though you got hardly any GCSEs,
你可能连 GCSE 都没太考好哦。
Even though your A levels, you got only got couple of Cs,
你可能 A level 也考的就是很中间哦。
But when the gift of wisdom come upon you, don't know why you understand, can see things, even the cleverest people around you can't see.
所以当圣灵的恩赐到你的身上来的时候，你会发现很奇怪呀，你能够看到别人看不见的东西，哪怕那些聪明人啊、智慧人都看不见的东西。
We need that gift.
我们需要这样子的恩赐。
We need because why? God gives you solution. God might give you solutions, might give you ideas.
神会也许会借着这样的一个恩赐，会给你各种答案，会给你各种想法啊。
If one day if you ever come across, hey, that didn't come from me.
有一天你会突然发现，哎，刚刚那个想法不是我来的，是从哪里来的呢
？Hey, I'm a genius.
哇，我有这么聪明吗
？Have you ever said that to yourself?
你有没有这样子对自己
？Hey, I'm a genius.
哇，我这么天才的聪明吗
？If it's just a one-off, right? That's just, you know,
accidental.
如果只是一次啊，那不好意思，是巧合。
But if it's every time like that, you go, whoa, there's something wrong with me.
如果每次你都发现你会跟别人的这种不一样的时候，你就说，哎，我是不是跟别人不同？
That didn't come from my GCSE.
那个不是我 GCSE 学来的。
Now, you understand? It's something that God give you wisdom.
这个就是神给智慧的言语。
And so when you are encouraging people, you don't know why you come out with a wisdom.
所以当你去鼓励别人的时候，你不知道怎么的就会有一个智慧的言语。
But you don't know where it comes from.
你突然就觉得要跟他说什么做什么，可是你都不知道他是从哪来的这个想法。
It's wonderful.
这个很美好。
It's a wonderful gift.
是一个很美好的恩赐。
Because it just makes a very not very intelligent person looking very wise.
这就是能够让一个好像本来不太天生聪明的人变得突然有智慧了。
Okay, if you're like that, hey, maybe you got.Wisdom, come and check with me, and I will help you.
那如果真的你发现，哎，我有这个恩赐耶，你可以来跟我聊一聊，看看我能不能帮到你。
Word of knowledge through the same Spirit. What does word of knowledge mean?
那接下来又说，有人靠着同一位圣灵领受知识的言语，什么是知识的言语？
It's to know something that no one told you, but you just know.
就是别人没有告诉你的东西，你又不知道怎么就自己懂了。
Word of knowledge could be someone here. You are suffering from your left ear.You can't hear properly.
就好像你突然对人说，我感觉你的左耳是不是听力不太好？
That could be a word of knowledge for healing.
这个可能是一个知识的言语，为了是要医治那个人。
The word of knowledge at home, right? You've been. This is what happening. This is what your husband been doing to you or saying things to you.
或者是有人突然跟你说，我觉得在家里是不是有这样的事情？你的丈夫这样跟你说话。
It is actually having a knowledge, right? That is supernatural. No one told you, but somehow you knew.
是一种超自然的知识，又不是别人跟你讲的，可是你自己却知道。
That sometimes is quite important.
这个很重要。
And often we see this when we pray for people.
我们经常发现，当我们为人祷告的时候，这个事情发生。
A number of times when you come to me and I pray and I say things, right? That I have no idea what I'm saying.
很多时候你来找我祷告，然后我自己都不知道我说的那些东西是从哪来的。
Some of you experienced that. I have no idea what I'm saying.
不知道你们有没有经历过，但是我就是在讲的时候，我自己都不知道这些东西从哪里来的。
So many times people say, "Do you know, Pastor? You say everything about what's going on."
然后就会有人跟他说，你知不知道你跟他讲的都是我生命中正在发生的事情。
How do you know the word knowledge? What did I say?
然后我告诉你怎么验证自己真的有知识的言语。我的反应就是我刚刚说什么了。
Because it comes from the spirit, not from your head. There's nothing to remember.
所以它是从灵力出来的东西，又不是从头脑想出来的东西，所以就根本没有记住啊。
Amen. Sometimes I may remember some things, but I don't remember a lot of the things.
可能有的时候
because it comes from the spirit.
可能有的时候我可能模模糊糊的记到了一两点，但是绝对不是所有的东西，因为当时是灵力出来的一种感受。
Well, I tell you, it initiates an encounter.
所以我们要引发人的相遇，跟神的相遇。
Because a person, how do you know?God knows.
然后我们就他的人就会问你怎么知道？他说是神知道啊。
So those of you who done this right means that God is using you through the words of knowledge.
如果你发现你平时经常这样子做事情的话，那神是在用知识的言语这样的方式让你去祝福他人。
And then verse 9, to another faith by the same Spirit.
第九节说，又有人由同一位圣灵领受信心。
The gift of faith is when your faith is not good enough.
信心的恩赐就是当你自己信心很小的时候发生。
Amen. Your faith can't do it.
就你自己的小小信心做不到的事情。
Your faith cannot produce the results.
你的小小的信心拿不到那个结果的。
So what happens? The gift of faith come upon you.
突然一下这种信心的恩赐就来到你身上。
And the gift of faith is faith that does not doubt.
那种信心的恩赐是根本不会怀疑的。
It's absolute faith.
是完全的。
100% pure faith.
是很单纯的纯粹的。
When the spirit of faith come upon you.
所以当这种信心到你身上的时候。
You have no doubt.
你就一点都不怀疑那一下。
And the miracle happens.
突然神迹发生了。
Amen. Some of you may have experienced that.
有的人可能有这样的经历。
It's usually a Clark Kent Superman experience.
就是突然有点像是超人的那种感觉。
Yeah, you know, remember when Clark Kent becomes Superman, he becomes powerful.
你发现当那个人那个叫 Clark 的这个人突然变成超人的时候，他突然就那个能力就上来了。
So one moment you can't believe, in the next moment you believe.
前一秒钟还不信呢，可是后一秒钟突然就非常相信。
And that is because God wants to do something miraculous.
因为神当时想做神迹奇事，又想借着你来做。
I'm just going through these very quickly, but we can spend one sermon or a whole week on each one.
我们尽量还是快点的，要我这样一个一个讲的话，可能就时间不够了。
Perhaps sometimes we need to do this in a more detail.
我其实很希望能够有更长的时间，我们再细节的讲。
But if you can identify one of these, maybe you can have a chat with me.
如果你发现你真的身上有这样的恩赐，来跟我好好聊聊。
Then another, the gift of healings.
还下一个是医病的恩赐。
Notice it's plural, healings.
听到这里面讲的是复数的疾病。
It means when you lay hands on the sick, okay, it's one healing per disease per sickness.
当你按手在病人身上的时候，是每一个病都有一个医治。
Like in the natural, when we have an infection, we need antibiotics.
就好像说，我们如果身上有发炎的话，我们就要吃那消炎药。
When I have pain, I need painkiller.
当我有疼痛的时候，我就要吃止痛药。
So each healing is specific for the need.
所以每一个医治都是给特别的一个每个人的一个事情。
Another workings of miracles.
还有一个就是行异能。
Workings of miracle is.Means sometimes you need to do something.
行异能就是当你觉得你要做个什么的时候。
Before the miracle come out.
在神迹还没发生的时候，你就决定要做。
Another prophecy.
还有一个叫先知。
Another discerning of spirits.
还有一个叫做辨别诸灵。
Discerning of spirits means you can tell whether this is from God or not from God.
就是你辨别诸灵的人，就是很容易知道，哎，这个是从神来的，这个不是从神来的。
Someone comes in and say, "Hey, I can do miracles." He said, "No, you are a witch."
那有的人就会，比如说，有个人跑来跟你说，哎，我可以做神迹哦。然后你说不，你是巫师。
Often manifestations of the supernatural can be from the enemy.
所以很多人能做超自然的神迹，也不一定都是神，有可能是敌人。
I remember one time when someone was fell on the floor and they went cry.
我记得有一次，我就看到有个人在祷告的时候，突然倒到地上，然后就开始大哭。
And then people say, "Oh, it's a demon."
然后很多人都开始说，哇，那是魔鬼附身呢。
Then the discernment of spirit came upon me. I said, "No."
但是当时那个辨别诸灵的能力来到我身上。
She's in pain. God is setting her free.
我说不。
Leave her alone.
她很痛苦，神在释放她。我们先不要管她。
Amen. It's the same as being in the dentist.
就比如说你到了去牙医的时候，然后你就开始大叫，因为疼。
You can't say he's got demons.
你不能说他现在身上有鬼。
Yeah, I agree with you. The dentist might be demonic.
那我只能跟你说，那可能是那个牙医身上有鬼吧。
It's just pain.
只是疼痛而已。
You see, you're discerning.
所以这是需要能够分辨的。
So on the very basic level, you're trying to understand what spirit is this from.
所以就是你能够分辨到这个灵是从哪来。
And then next bit, to another different kinds of tongues.
还有就是能说方言。
Tongues can be many different languages.
方言可以是各种不同的语言。
To another interpretation of tongues.
还有人能够翻方言。
It means when someone speaks a prophecy in, let's say, in Russian.
就比如说有个人。
It's happened in our big church before. Someone stood up and spoke in a tongue which is a Russian language from some village.
就算有一个人，他突然有一天讲方言，他讲的是一个村庄里头的俄语。
And then, right, one of the elders on the platform stood up and gave the interpretation.
他突然呢，在群众当中就有一个牧师，他就站起来，然后就给那个方言翻译出来了。
And afterwards, right, someone else in the crowd said, "I understand that language," and it goes to the elders, "How come you understand our village?" language.
然后当时呢，就会有一个真正的俄国人，他就会跑来对这个牧师说：“哎，你是不是会讲我们的俄语啊？为什么你能听得懂啊
？”No, I don't.
然后那个牧师说：“我没有啊，我听不懂。
”Why does God do this?
为什么神会这样做呢
？Because it elevates the prophecy to something to a higher level of power.
因为他是在提升所说出的预言去一个不同的层次。
Amen. That's what.When tongues are interpreted and it's prophetic and it's a prophecy, it makes the prophecy much more powerful.
所以如果这个预言是借着方言说出来，又有人把它翻出来的话，那这个预言的那个层次就更加有能力。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, what gifts you might have?
所以弟兄姊妹们，你们有什么样的恩赐呢？
Apart from all the natural ones you got, God may have given you one of these.
除了这些很自然的你平时知道的恩赐以外，神有没有给你当时我们说的这一些呢？
But then in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 1, it says, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts.
所以在哥林多前书14章1节的时候，他说你既要追求爱，但是你也要追求恩赐。
Now let me give you a recommendation. What you do is you add this. Pursue love.
就是让我们追求爱。
And desire all spiritual gifts.
但是来渴望各样的恩赐。
I said, Lord, I don't know which one I want. I want all of them.
然后我每次跟神说，我说我不知道我哪一种是我，反正我都想要。
There is no such a thing as being greedy in heaven.
在神的国里面没有什么贪婪一说。
Because if you want them, God said, Do you really want them? I said, Yes, Lord.
然后神说，你真的要所有的恩赐吗？我说要。
When I was a young Christian, I prayed that. Oh Lord, I want all the gifts.
然后我以前当年轻的基督徒的时候，我经常就这样说，神啊，我要所有的恩赐。
And guess what?
他在怎么着？
God actually gives you a taste of each one.
神就真的让我尝一尝每一种都有一个滋味。
And then suddenly you are, wow, this is fun.
然后我就会觉得，哇，这个太好玩了。
Amen. God has given us gifts.
神有给我们恩赐。
And our church needs these gifts.
我们的教会也需要这样的恩赐。
We need those people that can lay hands and heal.
我们需要那些能够按手叫病人得医治的。
We need people that are able to comfort people with words of comfort.
我希望那些也是有希望有那些能够安慰到用神的智慧安慰到人的有智慧的言语来安慰人的
We need people to pray for miracles.
我们也需要有那能够为神迹奇事祷告的
Amen. Amen. In a minute when we worship, we say, Lord, I want to be that person.
所以等会当我们一起敬拜的时候，你要跟神说，我要成为那个人。
But remember, this is all the same spirit.
但是有一点一定要提醒大家，他们全都是同一个灵。
And you can only request.
你只能就是跟神要了。
Can I have it, please?
神啊，我可以要吗？
Because individually as He wills.
因为按照经文这里讲，说是他神是随着自己的旨意分给个人的。
It's not up to the Holy Spirit.
不是你喊要就要的，是神要怎么分配给你。
But every Sunday when you come to church and say, God.If you can't find anyone to do healing, I'm little.
你的态度是，比如说我来到教会说，主啊，你今天要是看不到有谁能够做医治的话，我要来做哟。
When I was a young Christian, that's how hungry we were.
因为我还是个年轻的基督徒的时候，我当时就是这么的迫切。
I remember me and Aaron, right? We both were crazy.
我记得当时我跟我的兄弟 Aaron
是非常
疯狂。
Signs and wonders.
我们特别的想看到神迹奇事。
Anything anointed, we wanted.
只要是有恩膏的事情，我们都想
要。And I remember we went to a conference where we had to sit at the back.
记得有一次我们去到营会，我们坐在最后面。
But in the middle there was a big aisle, you know, for people to walk.
当时中间呢，就是有一条像我们这样子的一个道走道。
And I remember when the evangelist said, "Who wants to receive this gift?"
后来有一个当时那个事工的人说，谁想要这样子的恩赐呢
？We were both like Usain Bolt.
我们当时就马上跑起来。
And we ran.
然后我们跑得非常快。
Literally, we sprinted down the aisle.
我们当时就像是。急速赛跑一样的跑到前面。
But unfortunately, he was faster than me.
但是不幸的是，阿仁比我跑快了一步。
Every meeting we were like that.
我们当时每一个营会都是这种状
态。We are always looking for the front seats.
我们每一次都是在找那个最前面的座位。
Amen. When I became more and more important, I always just sit there until someone get rid of me.
我每次就觉得我越来越可以坐到前面的座位，直到有人喊我。
Hungry for God.
我们当时好渴慕。
And guess what?God honors that hunger.
所以神当时荣耀那种渴慕。
Because when you're hungry, you do silly things.
因为当你很渴慕的时候，你什么都做得出来。
Like run down the aisle.
比如说你使劲跑到你的跑道上面。
Like push the old ladies away to get the front seat.
你甚至把一个老年女人推开，都为了自己能够跑到前
面。I remember I was when Benny Hinn was in our church in Kensington Temple, and I got the seat. I waited a whole hour to get the seat. Then I saw.An old lady walking towards me. I thought, Lord, please don't let him walk next to me because I have to give up my seat.
我当时就是我在当时 Benny Hinn 的那个聚会的时候，当时我的旁边就有一个就有一个女人，她正好向我走来。我当时跟神说，呀，千万不要她坐到我旁边来。
But luckily, but praise the Lord, she stopped at someone else and looked at him.
然后她就很幸运的是，这个女人呢就突然。看到了别人，就一直盯着那个人。
And I saw that this African brother, he can see sweat coming down from his cheek.
我就看到这个非洲的弟兄啊，他的那个汗就是从头一直这样流下来。
And then got up.
然后他就开始站起来。
Have a seat, sister.
然后他说：“那我让位置给你吧。
”And I looked in heaven and said, "Praise the Lord."
然后我当时就看着天上说：“感谢主，还能坐在最前面。
”We have to be hungry.
我们当时是很都渴慕到什么样
？What can change us is when we become hungry.
所以真的能够，当我们这样渴慕的时候，就是可以改变的时候。
So are we hungry for the gifts of God?
所以我们是否是这样子的渴慕神的恩赐呢
？Because these are grace gifts.
因为这个是恩典的。
Because it's through these gifts,
因为是借着这样的恩赐给你。
People can initiate, people can encounter God.
神就可以来遇见，人就可以遇见神。
Can encounter His goodness.
可以遇见神的恩典。
Amen. Let's stand.
让我们一起起立。
Heavenly Father,
天父啊。
The Holy Spirit has come upon us.
圣灵啊，来到我们当中。
And we need Him.
我们需要你。
We need him in our homes.
我们需要你在我们的家庭当中。
We need him in our church.
我需要你在我们的教会当中。
Our society needs you, Lord.
我们的社会也需要你，主啊。
Father, there are so many sick people.
圣灵啊，有这么多有疾病的人。
So many, O God, that the doctors can do nothing.
有这么多连医生都放弃的人。
There's so many diseases that we don't even know how they came about.
有这么多疾病，它的来源我们都弄不明白。
Father, we thank you, Lord, you have given us healthy bodies.
父神啊，谢谢你给了我们健康的身体。
But Lord, when we are sick,
主啊，当我们疾病的时候
，we pray，
我们祷告
，that we believe，
我们相信
，believe in what the doctor cannot do，
相信呢医生所不能做的。
And when there is no other way，
当如果还没有其他的方法了
，when medicine doesn't work，
当所有的医药都无用的时候
，when the doctor say we have no hope，
当医生说没有希望的时候
，and given up on us。
已经放弃了我们的时候
Father, we look to heaven.
主啊，我们却向天仰
望。We ask Lord help us.
我们知道主你会帮助我们。
Help me, help my children, help my family.
帮助我，帮助我的孩子们。
Lord, prepare us.
主啊，你来预备我们。
Help us to believe.
预备我们来相信。
So that Lord, when the day comes.
主啊，当你来的那一天。
When we see the sick.
我们看到疾病。
Especially our own children.
当有一天我们看到有人有疾病，或是我的孩子，或者家人得疾病。
Then there is hope.
我们就看到希望。
Father, we pray that we make us people who believe.
主啊，你让我们成为那信你的人。
Lord, make us believe.
主啊，让我们相信你。
Grant us your grace.
给我们这样的恩典。
Lord, we exalt you.
主啊，我们高举你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We exalt you.
我们高举你。
Hallelujah.
高举。
For thou, O Lord, above the earth, thou art exalted far above all gods. For thou, O Lord, art high above the earth.
Above all the earth.
far above, O God.
Let us lift up our hands to the Lord.
I exalt Thee. I exalt Thee. I exalt Thee.
Pray for those of us who need a miracle. We need a miracle in our lives. Whether it's physical or not physical. Whatever miracle we need. Father, I pray that you release that miracle.
Yes,
and I pray, Lord God, that you will help us to receive it.
Yes,
and I pray that today, this week, Lord God, when we go and visit someone, Lord, we pray for someone.
主啊，我们祷告，在这一周，当我们去看望人或者为人祷告时
，Let that miracle happen，
让你的神迹发生
，Let that healing come to place，
让你的医治能够到他们身上
，Let that prophetic word of God release the person，
让那预言的话语能够造就人
，Let the demons be cast out， Lord，
让那鬼可以被赶得出来。
When Lord, let there, where there's no hope of God, you restore hope。
主啊，当那里没有盼望的时候，你来恢复这盼望。
Because of the miracles of God.
主啊，因为你是那神迹的神。
Because of the grace of God.
因为你是那有恩典的神。
Because of your giftings.
主啊，是因为你是那给恩赐的。
Father, we want your gifts.
主啊，我们想要你的恩赐。
We want the gifts of the Spirit.
我们想要那属灵的恩赐。
We want to be able to do things that we cannot do, Lord, naturally.
我们想要那些我们靠自然能力实在做不到的事情的恩赐。
Father, help us, O God.
主啊，来帮助我们。
Father, let us pray when we pray.
主啊，当我们祷告时。
When we believe.
当我们相信时。
Release that miracle, Lord.
主啊，你释放这样的神迹来。
When we lay hands on our children.
当我们按手在孩子身上。
Let that miracle take place.
让这神迹发生。
Let that transformation take place.
让那改变发生。
Let that help that my son, my daughter to be set free.
让我的孩子得释放，得自由。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Because God, these miracles, these gifts are for edification.
主啊，我们知道你的恩赐是为了造就他们。
For encouragement.
是为了鼓励他们。
For building us up.
是因为能够让他们再次升起。
Lord, it is for the benefit of us, of others.
主啊，是为了我们或者是他人的益处。
Father, we pray.
主啊，我们祷告。
That we receive your giftings.
我们能够接受到你的恩赐。
And when we see somebody, Lord, that do not know you,
当我们看到那不认识你的人时
let it be a sign for them.
让那里有他的神迹，要你的
神迹在里面。They may believe.
主啊，让他们相信。
Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
主啊，谢谢你。
Let Jesus be glorified.
主啊，让耶稣你得荣耀。
Let him always be glorified.
让你永远都是那得荣耀的那位。
Father, whenever these gifts manifest in our bodies,
主啊，当圣灵的这种恩赐发生的时候
in our lives, Lord,
在我们生命中发生的时候
may it bring glory to you,
让他都把荣耀归给你
and not to us.
主啊，然后让你的荣耀在你身上。
Father, we thank you, Lord.
是的，主啊，我们谢谢你。
Why don't we sing that once more? And when you sing,Ask the Lord, Lord, I want gifts.
所以在我们敬拜的时候，
I want your supernatural gifts.
我想要你这超能力的。
Help me to know.
主啊，让我知道。
Including you, young people.
还有年轻的人。
Youth group.
还有年轻的孩子们。
Ask God to give you gifts.
让神来给你这样的恩赐。
And ask God to help you to know you got them.
让神也能够确信让你知道你真的得到这恩赐。
And if you don't know, ask your parents, ask your pastor.
如果你不确定的时候，你问你的父母，可问你的牧师。
Ask someone in the church that knows these things.
让问这些在教会里头的懂这些事情的
人。And we will help you.
他们会帮助你。
So as we lift up our hands and begin to worship the Lord.
当我们举起我们的手来敬拜神的
时候。Believe that the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
让我们相信神的。神的圣灵就在你
身上 to release these wonderful grace gifts to us
是释放这些带恩典的恩赐出来
so that you are blessed
让你能得福
and others are blessed
让其他人也得福
For thou, O
Lord high above all the earth thou art exalted
We exalt Jesus.
主啊，我们高举你。
We exalt Him as our Lord.
我们尊崇你成为我们的主。
And may the power of God descend upon us.
当你的神的能力在我们当中。
Throughout this week, Lord.
借着这一整周。
And somehow go work His way into us.
主啊，让你的工作在我们里面成就。
And help us to know that You are with us.
让我们真确定你的存在。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，我们这样祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Come forward if you need prayer.
如果你需要代祷的话，欢迎到前面来。